Before we begin tonight's awards, it's important to recognize what connects each of these incidents and how we got here. While individual actions will be honored, none of these outcomes resulted from a single person. Each of these incidents started way before these events even took place, starting with the vision from the Board of Supervisors to create a public safety department. The hiring of our public safety team members, who are the best of the best, and finally, the coordinated team effort of police officers, firefighters, EMTs, paramedics, and civilians working together under pressure with a shared purpose. These incidents reflect a system of response built on trust, training, and teamwork. It is the collective commitment that turns critical moments into successful outcomes each and every day. Today, we're recognizing not only individual excellence, but also the strength of our public safety team working together to service our community. I feel like it was just last month we were here doing life-saving awards, and I think it was a year ago only. Tonight we have six additional life-saving awards. On July 7th, 2025, there was a cardiac arrest at the community center. A man collapsed following a sudden cardiac event. Citizens, including an off-duty physician, immediately initiated CPR and deployed an AED, providing life-saving care within moments. Police officers and subsequently fire and EMS personnel continued resuscitation efforts, resulting in the patient regaining consciousness prior to transport. This incident highlights the critical role of citizen responders working in unison with public safety professionals to achieve a successful outcome. At this time, will the following people from the public safety team come forward to be recognized for their life-saving actions? Paramedic Kevin Boffman, paramedic Steve DeVinny, Captain Justin Fusaro, firefighter paramedic Matt Intertrasco, firefighter EMT Jamie Roche, and firefighter EMT Jack Egerton. Thank you, guys. The second award is another cardiac arrest survivor. On November 7th, 2025, responders were dispatched to a cardiac arrest at YSC Sports. A civilian immediately recognized the emergency, began CPR, and applied an AED prior to police arrival. Officers continued resuscitative efforts until fire and EMS personnel assumed care, delivering advanced life support through multiple critical phases, including recurrent cardiac arrest during transport. Due to the combined efforts of civilians, police, fire, and EMS, the patient ultimately survived and made a full recovery. This event exemplifies a complete system of care functioning at the highest level. At this time, will the following people come forward to be recognized for your life-saving actions? Civilian John Labar, Officer Scott Bogley, Officer Nick Tramo, Officer Dominic Tomaselli, Paramedic Jordan Maines, Captain Paramedic Corey Felker, whose wife Stephanie is accepting his award because he's on township business at a conference. Advanced EMT Kayla McClure, Paramedic Lisa Dolan, Paramedic Sean Gibbons, Firefighter Paramedic Josh DiPietro, Deputy Chief Jerry Recupido, Firefighter Brandon Pearson, Firefighter Sydney Scarbeck, Firefighter John Dorenzo, and Firefighter Chris Epps. In case you didn't figure it out, that's the victim shaking everybody's hand. We're going to give the civilian awardee, John Labar, a moment to speak, who is actually the son-in-law of Mark, the victim.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for here tonight. It's such a big crowd, and appreciate everybody here in the room and their support for Mark that night. I was able to follow the ambulance to the ED, and when I saw Mark in the ED, the first thing he said to me was, I was almost in heaven. What did you do? And in that moment, I knew my father-in-law, who was a deeply spiritual man, one who would give you the shirt off of his back. I knew he was a full sound mind. I knew how well that arrest and code went. I'm a registered nurse. I have had a number of different roles at Penn Medicine. And I know that mental function post an event like that is not at all a guarantee. And he, I'm so happy and proud to say, he is perfectly and fully himself. I was happened to be driving home early that night from work. My wife called me, and in a panic, dad fell over at my nephew's soccer game. I just happened to be right at the exit there, which is just the first step of the divine timing that event was. And the fact that there was all the EMS teams were there, the code was running perfectly, everything looked like I would have seen at an ACLS class. I would do it in the hospital setting, but had never seen it in the field. So thank you so much for everybody's effort that night. Mark, from that moment then, was had care at Paoli in their cath lab. He went through their ICU. With my knowledge and the people I knew down at Penn Medicine, I was able to get him a helicopter ride that Saturday morning. And I'm happy to say, after surgical intervention and all, he has enjoyed the last 2 months in Florida. He's a lot tanner than everybody else here tonight. He was able to spend some time down there with his wife. And I guess my last thought from that, I have a good friend who's a Penn Star nurse, and he said to me, John, you didn't know it, but that was going to be one of your hardest days of your life. And but you were there. You were there at the calling for his hardest day of his life. And I don't need to speak to the people in this room, the first responders, that you guys put on your uniforms and meet people in their toughest moments, and how important that is for our community. So thank you. Thank you, everybody, for letting me speak, and I appreciate it.
On November 20th, 2025, responders were called to a remote river location where a male was experiencing prolonged seizures aboard a boat in the middle of the river. Civilians were able to get the boat to shore and run for help to Norfolk Southern, where a Norfolk Southern employee activated 911 and immediately assisted the boaters and emergency personnel. Emergency personnel executed a complex water and land rescue under hazardous conditions due to the terrain and weather. Fire and EMS personnel entered the water, removed the patient, and provided continuous advanced care during extrication and transport. The coordinated actions of civilians and public safety personnel were critical in overcoming environmental challenges and preserving the patient's life. At this time, will the following people come forward to be recognized for their life-saving actions? Carol Bajian, Arthur Bajian, if I pronounce your last name wrong, I'm sorry. Leanne Becker, Derek Bunch, paramedic Kevin Boffman, EMS Captain Christian Reiner, paramedic Sue Baran, Captain Justin Fusaro, firefighter EMT Jamie Roche, firefighter EMT Jack Edgerton, firefighter EMT Eric Kahlberg, and firefighter paramedic Tim Capuzzi. Three more to go. On January 3rd, 2026, responders were called to a life-threatening electrocution incident at the Nordstrom's in the mall, where a male remained in contact with an active electrical source while laying in water. Recognizing the extreme danger, police and fire personnel took decisive and innovative action to safely separate the victim from the energized source, while others secured the scene to protect additional responders and civilians. Once freed, EMS and fire personnel immediately initiated advanced life-saving care, and due to the coordinated efforts, quick thinking, and courage of all involved, the patient survived and is on the path to a full recovery. At this time, will the following people come forward to be recognized for their life-saving actions? Officer Matt Valucci, Firefighter EMT Jack Edgerton, Firefighter EMT Jamie Roche. Do you guys ever go home? Firefighter Paramedic Tim Capuzzi, Firefighter EMT Eric Kahlberg, Firefighter EMT April Zavella, Paramedic Steve Lewinson, and Captain Paramedic Corey Felker, who his wife Stephanie is going to accept his award because he's still at the conference. The gentleman who they saved is Elijah Murray, who just came up and joined them.
Good evening, everybody. January 3rd was a blur. I have short-term memory from everything that happened, but that might be a mercy from God. I want to thank the first responders who came and made sure I had change still in the meter. I just came, me and my family and I, we came out just to show our appreciation and our respect, and that's what it's about. Sometimes you go to work, you want to try to make a difference, and I'm glad that these gentlemen and ladies made a difference in my life. So that's it.
On January 5th, 2026, responders were dispatched to a residence for a cardiac arrest. Police and off-duty firefighters initiated immediate CPR and applied an AED, delivering critical early care. Fire and EMS personnel continued aggressive resuscitation efforts, achieving return of spontaneous circulation not once, but twice, even after the patient deteriorated during transport. The seamless coordination, clinical excellence, and persistence of all personnel involved were instrumental in saving this patient's life. At this time, will the following people come forward to be recognized for their life-saving actions? EMT Christopher Yoakum, Paramedic Michelle Bannon, PHRN Gary Thompson, CT Technologist Michelle Nakin, EMS Captain Charles Davis, Firefighter Paramedic Matt Intricasso, Firefighter Juliana Small, and Firefighter Dennis Noonan. Earlier this year, responders arrived to find a woman in cardiac arrest inside her home. Police officers immediately began CPR, applied an AED, and provided ventilations, sustaining the patient until EMS arrived. Fire and EMS personnel continued advanced life support, ultimately restoring a pulse. When structural barriers delayed removal, officers quickly adapted by removing a glass door to expedite transport. This incident reflects exceptional teamwork, problem solving, and commitment to patient survival across all responding agencies. At this time, will the following people come forward to be recognized for their life-saving actions? Officer Sean Ralph, Officer Andrew Mole, Officer Dennis Carroll, EMT Dan Baker, Paramedic Joe Vogelsang, Paramedic Steve DeVinny, EMT Kaylin Nagel, Firefighter EMT Matt Tager, Advanced EMT Dan Kearney, Firefighter EMT April Zavello, Firefighter EMT Mark O'Neill, Firefighter EMT Brittany Broadhead Hucko, Firefighter EMT Daniel Baer, Firefighter Andrew Raskowitz, Firefighter Miles Gamble, and Firefighter EMT Avon Jones. That concludes our award ceremony for tonight. However, I would like to tell you that there's three more that we have to give out in the coming months. As recently as this afternoon, we saved another cardiac arrest victim in Upper Marion Township. In total tonight, we awarded 67 people awards for saving people's lives. That's worth. I guess the moral of the story is if you're going to have a medical emergency, you should have it in Upper Marion. Chairperson Garzillo, I'd like to turn it back over to you guys. Thank you very much for allowing us to do this.
But before everyone leaves, I do have one other comment. Tonight, we saw the true result of the investment that Upper Marion Township has made into the Public Safety Department. And we stop and think about, we highlighted six calls out of the roughly 2,000 or so we go to every month. So while these are truly the ones that are most memorable, we are out protecting people day in, day out, when it is a call that's made that is in their most time of concern. However, today I had the opportunity to go with all elected officials, or as many as could make it, to the county to discuss emergency medical services in Montgomery County. I am happy to come back here tonight and tell you that the problems faced in Montgomery County are not necessarily faced here. The true efforts that we have made over the past 6 years in public safety are shown tonight in these true life-saving events, but they are done because we've restructured oversight, we restructured funding, we have accountability, and we focused on the provision of service that is dedicated to helping everyone that comes to Upper Marion Township, regardless of whether you live here, work here, visit here, or are just passing through. So one final time, I just want to say thank you to all of you for doing the job that you're asked to do day in, day out as professionals in public safety. One more time.